In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Kol salam to Taibin Gamian. I'm going to try to make the talk tonight both in English and in Arabic. The theme for this week is love story on harp strings, right? Right? There is a theme for this week, a love story on harp strings. And it sounds music to the ear, actually. And today's talk is supposed to be, my son, which yoke do you bear? الموضوع العام للأسبوع ده هو قصة حب على أوتار الكيثار وموضوع النهاردة أي نير تحمله يا ابني. So I'm wondering if God comes today and just like wants to use me as his instrument to play a love hymn. Am I ready for that? I'm going to show you a couple pictures and I'm going to ask you if you agree that we are ready. So if this is me today and God comes and he wants to play a love story on the strings of this instrument, can he do it? Huh? Yes, no? Bravo, Mzakri. Okay. It doesn't work. And by the way, there are lots of people who are like this, actually. They are broken. And if you just come and talk to them about God, they will tell you, you know what, I'm not ready. Don't even talk to me about God, right? لو ربنا جي عايز يستعملني ولقاني زي الصورة اللي احنا شايفينها دي استحالة هكون مستعد ان انا استجيب لربنا وفي ناس حوالينا كتير شايلين اتعاب والحياة موصلاهم ان هم يبقوا زي الصورة اللي احنا شايفينها. Okay, what about this one? Am I ready now? Yes? 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 Who says no? Why no? Okay, well, he has the nota musikaya. I'm talking about myself as an instrument. Is this instrument ready? Yes? Huh? Bravo. Okay. So, sometimes we look like we are ready, okay? And we look beautiful in the eyes of the others. But, you know, guys, I play guitar. If there is even one string that is not tuned, I cannot play. It's gonna ruin everything. And us as human beings, the same thing happens to us. If we appear and we look good in the eyes of the others, but there is something wrong, I am still not ready for God to play a love story on me. I'm not ready. لو شكلي حلو قدام الناس لكن في حاجة ممكن تبقى نير شايله أو خطية معينة في حياتي أنا لسه مش آلة جاهزة في إيد ربنا إن هو يشتغل بيه. So the topic tonight is supposed to be about which yoke are you bearing, my son? أي نير تحمله يا ابني. And this will lead us to probably talk about the different types of yokes. So are there different types of yokes? Because as soon as you say yokes, like people will say, oh yeah, yoke mean just like maybe I have cancer or I lost my husband or, right? But are there different categories of yokes? Do you think that I might be bearing one? Or maybe I'm bearing more than one, as we're gonna see tonight. Actually, as soon as you say the word yoke, and you put it into the concept of this week, which is love story, it doesn't make sense to my brain, because as soon as you say yoke, it reminds me of the submission and the slavery, right? So we're talking about the concept of love, right? So we want to solve all these issues tonight. ايه انواع جمع نير ايه يا جماعة؟ حد شاطر في العربي؟ جمع نير ايه؟ انيار؟ انيار، اوكي. دورت عليها بصراحة عشان كنت متأكد سو هل في انواع من الانيار دي؟ ها؟ ويا ترى انا شايل حاجة منهم؟ وكنت عايز اقول ان كلمة نير بتفكرني بالعبودية، بتفكرني بالخضوع. والثيم الكبير بتاع الأسبوع ده احنا بنتكلم عن الحب، فعلى طول اول ما تجيب كلمة اليوك او النير في حاجة مش مظبوطة، ودي عايزين نتكلم عليها النهاردة. اوكي، سو for the sake of organization I'm gonna talk about four categories of yokes. هتكلم عن اربع انواع من الانيار. Four categories of yokes. The first one, which is probably the easiest that comes to our brain, and this is the physical or the materialistic yokes. Okay, so this could be like, you know, loss of a job, loss of money, loss of a beloved one. You know, it could be just like, you know, disease. Could be people who have infirmities, people who have cancer, people who have chronic illnesses. All these could be different types of yokes. And you're going to notice that some of these yokes were allowed by God, but some of them are self-inflicted as a consequence of my wrongdoing, okay? The real danger of this type of yoke, when it becomes very dangerous, it becomes very dangerous when it starts to interfere with my spiritual growth. When it stands in the way of my spiritual growth and development, when I start to interpret the presence or absence of God in my life depending on how he will help me with my yoke. So if God, I am praying, and he is not doing anything, I don't think there is a connection anymore, because if he is a loving father, he would have helped me. أول نوع من الأنواع اليوك اللي هي هنسميها النير المادي. أوكي؟ ممكن تبقى مرض، سرطان، واحد عنده سرطان، واحد عنده شلل، واحد خسر فلوس، واحد خسر حد، إنسان قريب منه بيحبه، حد خان حد. كل دي أنواع من النير اللي ممكن نعيش ونحملها. جزء من الأنيار ده هي ربنا سمح بوجودها في حياتنا، والجزء الثاني إحنا اللي سببناه بسبب probably خطأ في السلوك بتاعنا، بنتحمل عبء النير ده. هوت امتى بيبقى النوع ده هوت خطر في حياتي؟ لو وقف عائق في نموي الروحي مع ربنا، لو ابتديت ان انا افسر وجود ربنا في حياته، في حياتي، وحبه ليا وحنانه ليا على اساس انا لما بصلي لك يا رب، ما انت مش عايز ترفع الصليب عني، مش عايز تشيل الحمل التقيل ده عني. وعلى فكرة هو ده اللي العالم بيبيحولنا، بيقولك يعني هو لو ربنا موجود بجد كان يبقى فيه مجاعات وحروب وناس مش لاقية تاكل؟ وساعات احنا بنشتري الكلام ده وبنعيش بيه. هي دي خطورة النير المادي اللي أنا حطيته أول واحد ده. Sometimes the world, not sometimes, most of the time the world will deceive us and tell us that, you know, if there is a real God, a real loving and compassionate God, he would have never allowed wars to happen, famines to happen, diseases to happen, right? And that's why lots of people abandon the concept of faith now, and they don't want to even hear about the concept of God. Ourselves, we sometimes fall in harmony with what we hear, and we become mad at God. بنغضب على ربنا. The moment you are going to accept this yoke, with thankfulness, this is the moment your eyes is going to be opened and you're going to see the goodness God wants to give you with this yoke. اللحظة اللي حنتقبل فيها بشكر الصليب اللي ربنا سمح بوجوده في حياتي هي نفس اللحظة العين هتتفتح وهتشوف اللي ربنا عايز يدهوني. ربنا عايز يديني, يمكن ربنا اداني النار دي عشان عايز ينقيني. الكلام ده كلنا احنا عارفينه. فخطورة أول نوع من الأنواع ده هي إن احنا نتذمر على ربنا وما نقبلش ال- 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 النير ده بشكر. أوكي؟ When I say this, this probably is going to bring to our mind some people that we lived with, some people that we knew, or some saints that we read about, who accepted the yoke with thankfulness. They were happy. Before I come here, a couple years from Winnipeg, I remember one of the church congregation, he was young. He was like 40 years old, and he was suddenly discovered with pancreatic cancer, and he died within probably 2 months. And it was very tragic story because he had two young girls. Like, you know, the youngest was probably a year and a half, and his wife is still young. And every time we go visit him in the hospital, this guy was amazing. Like, he was cheerful. He wanted to sing, and he would greet everyone with a big smile. So we would go there to console him. Actually, he was the one who was consoling us. So I'm going to remind you of Saint Paul. He said, "Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" So, القديس بولس اللي ربنا رفعه للسماء التالتة وشاف حاجات قال عليها ان هو يعني مش مستحق ان هو حتى يتكلم عنها. ويقول ايه؟ ولئلا فهم ربنا ليه عطاله النير ده. قال ولئلا ارتفع عشان ما اتغرش بفرط الاعلانات, اعطيت شوكة في الجسد. من جهة هذا تضرعت الى الرب ايه؟ 3 مرات ان يفارقني. فقال لي ايه؟ تكفيك نعمتي لان قوتي في الضعف تكمل. I'm going to remind you also of Job, when his wife came to him to ask him to just like complain about this God that is not listening and made him and inflicted pain and loss on him. What did he tell her? He told her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? لما مرات أيوب جات له عشان يتذمر على ربنا, كان رده عليه بيقول له تتكلمين كإحدى إيه؟ الجاهلات. الخير نقبل من عند الله والشر نقبل. The same Job, like, you know, as he progressed in his journey, because he never abandoned God. At the end he said, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes has seen you." بسمع الأذن قد سمعت عنك, أما الآن فقد إيه؟ رأتك عيني. So that was the first type of yoke. The second type of yoke is the religious yoke. النير, مش هقول النير الديني بس عايز أزود كلمة, نير التدين الفارغ. So the religious, an empty religious yoke. What does this mean? So when we come to church, we practice and we do this, we do that, but we don't have a real encounter with the person of Jesus Christ. This is when everything we do becomes like a real burden and a heavy burden. لو احنا بقينا نمارس طقوس جوه الكنيسة ومنضطرين ان احنا نصوم ومضطرين نصلي علشان حتى يبقى شكلنا كويس في الكنيسة, لكن ما فيش لقاء وعشرة مع شخص المسيح, بتتحول كل اللي احنا بنعمله ده بيتحول لنير. نير على كتفك. أوه, لازم أصوم. So if we have this feeling inside of us that the prayers are too long and the alhan o-o-e-e o-a-a, it's too long, right? And I'm not enjoying it. And the fasting is too long, and it's taking too long, right? Maybe it is time you ask yourself, do I have a real connection with God? Do I have an intimate relation with God? لو كل حاجة بدت صعبة قوي وابتدينا نتذمر على اللي بيحصل في الكنائس يمكن ناخد ايه لحظة كده من فضلك كل واحد يسأل نفسه يا رب هل أنا ليا عشرة حقيقية معاك ولا لا. So this is the second type of yoke. So we spoke about the materialistic yoke and the second one was the empty religious yoke, right? The third one, تفتكروا ايه؟ عبودية لإيه؟ لإيه؟ خطية. So another type of yoke is when we fall in bondage to a certain sin. Okay? When you fall a slave to a certain sin and you plan not to truly repent about it, then it becomes a yoke. So the examples of sins is too many. Like, you know, some people have a sin of gossiping, some people have a sin of judging, some people have a sin of addiction to drugs, to alcohol, to sex. Some people have the sin is probably not of the one I mentioned, but it's their ego, their pride, you know, their reputation, their fame. They fall as a slave to this ego and it becomes a burden. And the problem with this type of yoke is that sometimes we become complacent with it. What does it mean? We like it. We are going to keep it because there is pleasure that I get out of this yoke. Maybe I'm going to go confess because, you know, I should do something about it. But truly, my heart intention is not about repenting. It's not about really giving my back to this sin. النوع الثالث العبودية للخطية وأنواع الخطايا كتير. في ناس عندها خطايا ظاهرة, في ناس بتلاقي لذة إن هي تتكلم عن بعض إنها تدين, في ناس عندهم إدمان لأي حاجة, لأدوية, لخمور, لجنس, في ناس بيقعوا عبيد للذات بتاعتهم ويبقى الذات بتاعته هي بتتحول لبردن, الذات نفسها بتتحول لنير تقيل. مشكلة الخطية لما الإنسان بيجد فيها لذة وبيبقى مش عايز يسيبها. ليه؟ لأنه بيعمل زي إيه لما الإنجيل يقول لنا كده, زي الخنزيرة اللي ترجع إيه للقيء بتاعها تاني, واخد بالك؟ فدي مشكلة نير الخطية لما بنبقى عبيد ليها. حبينها ممكن نقول هنروح نعترف, انا هقول لابونا انا ضعيف هعمل ايه, لكن من جوه ما فيش الرغبه الحقيقيه في ان انا اتوب عن الخطيه واسيبها. مشكله النوع ده ايه بقى؟ مشكله النوع ده, the problem with this type of yoke is that God is not going to dwell in you as long as you decided to keep the sin inside of your heart. If you are complacent with the sin and you want to keep it inside, God is not going to dwell inside of you because God knows the true heart intentions, right? St. Paul teaches us and he says, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness and what communion has light with darkness? مشكلة الخطية دي اللي أنا سايبها جوايا حتى لو بعترف بس مش عايز أتوب, إن مش سامح لربنا إن هو يدخل ويعيش جوايا. زي ما بولس الرسول علمنا, لأنه أي خلطة للبر مع والإثم وأي شركة للنور مع الظلمة. Okay. So the last type of yoke, this is actually the one that everyone tonight, I'm hoping everyone should leave the church and make sure that he fell under the bondage of this one. Which yoke is this one? Huh? Near al-Masih, exactly. So, look at this picture, and like everyone should just like imagine himself or herself here. So look at the picture, and I'm going to remind you of the beautiful verse of Jesus in Matthew when he said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and I will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The days we are living right now, it's called the New Covenant, and that's the days God has visited us in the person of Jesus Christ. النير الأخير ده اللي هو نير العبودية لربنا ده اللي كل واحد مفروض يتمنى أو يسعى له برغم أن كلنا بندي ظهرنا لأي حمل تقيل أي نير لكن ده بالذات هو ده حلال المشاكل زي ما بنقول الأيام اللي احنا عايشينها دلوقتي أيام العهد الجديد دي اللي هو اللي بنسميه زمن الايه زمن الافتقاد ربنا افتقدنا في شخص ابنه ايه الحبيب واللي هيضيع منه الفرصة ضاعت يعني في الزمن الافتقاد ده اللي فعلا ما فتحش قلبه لربنا وزي ما روح انا افتقد حد من الشباب اللي بخدمه مش هيفتح الباب مش عايز هو حر let me tell you that we have not yet touched the core of our or the depth of our Christian life until we put ourselves under this yoke. And I'm going to give you an example. If you plan to go to a trip, let's say in Europe, what do we do before we go there? So many things. We prepare, right? So you book your flight, you book the hotel, you go search for vaccines, if there is like, you know, you go to a travel clinic, you make sure you have an insurance, right? You read books about that country, you probably look for amazing videos, and then you start to get excited. And then maybe in your dreams, you start to dream one night, this is all good, but does this mean that you went to that country? Yes? No. All these steps are necessary. But does it mean that you went to the country? You haven't. قبل ما بنطلع رحلة بنقعد نرتب ليها صح؟ تشتري التذكرة وتحجز الأوتيل وتروح تاخد التطعيمات وتكلم شركة التأمين وتجيب كتب وتقرأ وتتفرج على وممكن حتى تحلم بالليل انك انت يعني شفت نفسك في البلد دي. كل ده كويس لكن ده ما يعنيش انك انت رحت الرحلة دي already. انت لسه ما ابتدتش تروح الرحلة. وده للأسف, this is what sometimes happen in our Christian life. All what we do in church, these are the steps that prepare us and want to bring us to this point here. All what we do is to come and live under this yoke. So if we do all those things and we still haven't gone under this yoke, we did not touch the core and the depth of the beautiful Christian life with Christ. لو عملنا كل الخطوات دي واخر حاجه ما ركبتش الطياره ما سافرتش انت لسه ما روحتش الرحله يا ترى what could be holding me back what could be holding me back القديس النبي اشعيا Isaiah said he has no form or comeliness and when we see him there is no beauty that we should desire him القديس أشعياء بيوصف لنا المسيح لا صورة له ولا جمال فننظر إليه ولا منظر فنشتهيه محتقر ومخزول من الناس رجل أوجاع سعد Sometimes we are afraid to go there because it looks like a very hard way no one wants to go there but the truth is we know the end of the story we are not dealing with a person who as Isaiah described him and it stops there no we are dealing with the glorious resurrected Jesus. So why are we afraid? الوصف اللي أشعياء قاله ده هوت احنا عارفين نهاية القصة. احنا عارفين ان احنا بنتعامل مع مسيح قائم من الأموات وممجد ومنتصر. ايه اللي مخوفني? So once you find yourself under this yoke, actually, This is when the journey has started. This is when the true journey has started. If you look the dynamic of this picture, Jesus cannot be walking forward and I'm walking backward. You can't. If you agree to do like this picture, if he's running, I am running. If he's sitting, I am sitting, right? If he's going forward, I am going forward. أي حركة هيعملها المسيح أنا بعملها معاه. ما ينفعش يبقى هو ماشي في اتجاهه وأنا ماشي في عكسه. So at this point, you're going to discover that he became your life, true life companion, your real friend. أصبح المسيح هو رفيق رحلتي, right? هو خلاص. This is all what I have my eyes fixated on. How can my eyes lust now for anything when my eyes is just like looking at his beauty? How could my ears accept to listen to the garbage that from the word, because I'm just like listening to what he says? How could my feet drag me into a bad place? I can't, right? How can my hands be an instrument for the sin anymore? Because I have them hand in hand with Jesus. Under تحت النير ده هوت هتلاقي أصبح زي ما قلنا المسيح هو المسيطر على كل حواسك. عينك مش هتخدعك تاني. سمعك هيبقى سلكتيف. أنت عارف أنت بتسمع إيه وما تسمعش إيه. رجليك مش هتاخدك لحتة أنت مش عايزها لأنك أنت عارف إن المسيح هو اللي بيقودك. أنت ماشي تحت النير بتاعه. مش عايز أطول عليكم عشان الوقت. We keep repeating big words about Jesus redeemed me, Jesus saved me, Jesus justified me, Jesus sanctified me. We are not going to live the depth of these words until we live the true love story with him. And this true love story, as we heard from the Abuna Shnuda and Abuna Moros during the sermon this Lent, Nasheed al-Anshad, right? Like, you know, we're talking about, like, you know, it's a love story between one and the other. And it's like you say, your eyes are beautiful. So Arod Da'ul, his mouth is most sweet. Yes, he is altogether lovely. Aynaki jamilatan, ya habibati. Arod Da'ul, halqu halawa kull mushtahiyat. At this point, we shout and we say, with you I desire nothing. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. في اللحظة دي بيصرخ إنساني الداخلي ويقول ومعك لا أريد أصلا شيء. لي الحياة هي المسيح والموت هو ربح. لي أشتهاء أن أنطلق وأكون مع المسيح. I am hoping that everyone this week does not come to the church just like to be emotionally moved by the Alhan, what happens, but we truly make sure that this is the true yoke. And this is the true yoke that's going to, from now on, help me with the other yokes. If I have sins, he will cleanse it. He will help me get rid of it. If I have cancer, if I have anything, if I lost whatever, because I have Jesus, this is how people overcome and their stumbling stones become a stepping stones.
بخريستوس بنسوتير هنا خنف مقاف مارنتي أغناف جعفرون عين نسأل ونتضرعنيك يا سيد الله الأب ضابط الكل الابن الوحيد القدوس خالق الكل مدبر ومن روح القدس المحيي ثالوث قدوس الذي تكثر له كل ركبة ما في السماوات وما في الأرض سألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا For the heavenly peace and unity that all churches in the world, monasteries, and for those dwelling in and caring for all holy places, O God, have compassion on your creation and deliver it from all evil Ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا من بقدرته دبر حياة الإنسان قبل خلقته وصنع له الموجودات بحكمته وزين السماء بالنجوم والأرض بالنباتات والأشجار والكروم والأودية بالزهر والعشب. أنت الآن يا ملكنا قبلت البطع بيدك الواقفين بين يديك قالي نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. Oh, great and holy God, who created man in his image and likeness and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and send down upon us your mercy, your light of your holiness, and your prepared dwelling. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have
من خلصت عبدك نوح البر ونجيته من الطوفان هو بني ونسائهم وأيضا الحيوانات الطاهرة وغير الطاهرة لأجل تجديد الأرض مرة أخرى. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O maker and provider of all delivery people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds, for you give all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا من ضيف عند عبد إبراهيم رئيس الأباء واتكأ على مائدته وبارك في زرعه. أنت الآن أدن يا ملكنا قبلت البطع بيدك وكانتك الواقفين بين يديك وتراءف على العالم وخلص شعبك من كل شدة وحل فيهم سر بينهم. سألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. We ask you, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food and duties on a stable sustain of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
أيها الناظر المتواضعين بين عينيتك التي لا تغفل وخلص يوسف من امرأة سيده وجعلته ملكا على مصر وأحوالها وأجزت عليه أيام شدة فأتى إليه إخوته وأبوه يعقوب وسجنوا بين يديه أخذوا من حوت حنطار قوت مواد نرميهم ومشيهم نحن الجميع نخضع لك برؤوسنا ونسجد ما بين يديك ونشكرك يا خالقنا ورزقنا على هذا الحال في كل حال ونجل سائر الأحوال ونجينا يا الله من كل شدة. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O God, Logos of the Father, works in the Law, the Prophets, and the Old Testament and fulfills them. Save your people from every hardship. Manage their lives according to your goodwill. And spare them from famines and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا من على الشعب الإسرائيلي 40 سنة في تورسينا ألم يكن لهم بيوت ومخازن. أنت أيضا يا سيد نحفظ شعبك وعلهم وبارك في منازلهم وخازنهم بركات السماية. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. Oh, you accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sky rained and the earth produced vegetation and blessed the barrel of wheat and the vessel of oil in the widow's house. Accept the prayers of your people through the intercessions of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا الله ترافع على العالم بين الرحمن رافع وبارك في كل غلتهم وخزنهم في القليل دي عندهم. اصعد مياه الأنهار كمقدارها باعتدانا للآوية وني المصر باركوا في هذا العام وفي كل عام. فرح وك الأرض عنا نحن بني البشر. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. Oh, you who accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom and receive from your servants their repentance, their confessions, their fasting, and their offerings, which are offered upon your holy altar as acceptable incense, And have mercy on them, we ask you, Lord, hear us, and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
أيها المدبر القوي المؤدب الشافي طبيب الأرواح والأجساد الذي امتحن عبده أيوب وشفى من بلاياه ورد علي ما فقد منه أزيد مما كان ارحم شعبك وخلصه من جميع البلايا والمحن والتجارب والشداد يا ناصر المتوكلين عليك من كل قلوبنا نسألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا O Christ our God Logos of the Father who sanctified his pure disciples washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and the light for the faith who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray saying our Father who art in heaven Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us. يا صانع العجائب والمعجزات وأشبع الألوف من الخمس خبزات وأقام الأموات وبارك في العرس بقنا الجليل. الآن أيضا يا سيد بارك لعبيدك في خبزهم وزيتهم وزرعهم ونحلهم وفي متاجرهم وصناعهم ومباشراتهم. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross with the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness toward them. Soften their hearts toward our poor and needy brethren and keep every evil thing Far from them, we ask, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
يا ربي يا من ترك لنا عهده القدوس جسده عهده المقدس جسده ودمه حاضرا عندنا كل يوم على المذبح خبزا وخمرا بحلول روح قدسه وأوصانا قائلا اصنعوا لذكري نسألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا. O Christ, our God, have mercy on your people and the successors of your apostles. Bless the fruits of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man through the abundance of fruits and blessings. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
أيها المولود من الآب الذي تجسد من البكر البتول عذراء القديسة مريم في آخر الأيام الذي قال لتلاميذه القديسين امضوا تلمذوا كل الأمم وعمدوهم وعلموهم جميع ما وصيتكم به هو ذانا معكم كل الأيام وإلى انقضاء العالم كن أيضا مع شعبك الصارخين إلي قالي نسألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا O forgiver of sins and giver of all things forgive the sins of your people purify them from every blemish and cleanse them from every deceit and keep them from bearing false witness and from all envy and slander and support and uproot from their hearts every evil thoughts, murmuring doubts and hardships of heart arising from price. We ask, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
أنت يا سور خلصنا وادتلا الحسن المديع إليك نسأل مشورة المعاندين لنا عبتلي حزن عبيدك لا فرح ردي ومدينتنا صوني عن ملوك الرؤساء الأرثوذكسيين حاربي وعن سلام العالم والكنائس اشفعي نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, and look upon us. O God, our helper, spare the world from death, scarcity plagues, devastation of the sword. Of enemy devastation, the sword of enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
من أجل حفظنا تحت اليد العالية المقدسة التي لك يا الله نطلب لك أن تبقي لنا علينا حياة الأب البطريرك الباب أنبت أدرس تاني تحفظ لنا حياته ثبته على كرسي سنين عديدة من السلام يا هادئ مديدة نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا. O Christ our God, we ask of your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, the bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, as citizens to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
أيضا الضالين والمسافرين يدهم والأرامل والأيتام علهم والجيع ولا تشبعهم والذين عليهم دين اوفي عنهم وسمحهم والمحبوسين والذين في الشدائد افرج عنهم والمرضى والمطروحين اشفيهم والراقدين نيحهم. سألك يا رب اسمعنا ارحمنا. Oh God of our only fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your own holy hands. You manifest your love for mankind. O merciful one, accept from your mother intercession on our behalf and save us, save your humble people. Do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant, nor take away mercy from us. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved Isaac, your servant, and Jacob Israel, your saint, we ask you, Lord, hear us and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy.
Nuti nainan thesho nai erun are unai neman chintek met uro.
Kiri alai son, kiri alai son, kiri alai son.
Son, kirelai son, kirelai son,
kirelai son, kirelai son, kirelai son,
kirelai son, kirelai son, kirelai son. حصنا بالإيمان بحسن اليمني على تتزعزع أبدا.
كري عليسون كري عليسون كري عليسون
إليسون كري son kire lai son man yom wel our God. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. فليباركنا كلنا ويطهر قلوبنا ويشفي أمراض نفوسنا وأجسادنا. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Tem uos, temok, obi e Christos. Je av ask axotin. Amin alim. سان مسيح لنا الحقيقة الذي قبل الألم بإرادته وصلب على الصليب من أجلنا يباركنا بكل بركة روحية ويعيننا ويكمل لنا بالوسخ المقدس ورينا بهجة قيامته المقدسين عديدة وأزمنة السلامية هادئة مديدة بسؤالات وطلبات لتصنعنا كل حين وقت القديسة مريم وجميع صفوف الملائكة كل طغمات السماء وصلوات رأس الآباء والأنبياء والرسل الشهداء والأبرار الصديقين ومسافر بالصليب والنساك المعترفين السوحة بركة الوسخة المقدسة التي لمخلصنا الصالح بركة مقدسة نعمتهم وقوتهم وهبتهم ومعونتهم ومحبت تكون معنا كلنا إلى بدء أمي كريستوس بنوتي
أمين أساشو
كرين كن نوفن نوولي توك تيغوم دون باسمن بأماه شأني أمين ميكا سوارة يو pray to you thank for your father
hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven give us day our daily bread as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not temptation but deliver us from the evil one in Christ Jesus our Lord for thine is the kingdom power and glory forever and ever amen